Not just any old week this week, folks. It is Men's Health Week. Yes, the good food focus is on us fellas. There's nowhere to run and hide, especially when this lady's in the studio, our radio dietitian from Ballarat Health Services, Kate Falconer. G'day, Kate.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Why do we need a Men's Health Week?
I think having weeks like Men's Health Week and Women's Health Week, it really just takes the, I guess, brings to the highlight and hopefully encourages people to take the time to look after their health. So I'd urge any male to really think about what screening or health check they might be due for. Have they seen the GP in the last 12 months? Mm. Maybe it's time for a checkup. And just really don't delay. Don't put off those things that you're due for.
I guess you saw a lot of that at BHS over the peak of the pandemic. People were just saying, oh, my GP, my doctor's swamped. I think I won't go for my regular.
I think that's probably happened across the world, really, yeah. But definitely we've noticed that locally that people are maybe delaying those screens that they would have for their certain age bracket or maybe delaying getting something checked out by the doctor, and we really want to avoid that. So the risk if we let things go, if there is some disease there, it will be then diagnosed at a more advanced stage. So we really want to get in. Screening and prevention is the best way to stay well and healthy.
Yeah, catching stuff early, Kate.
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes so much sense. So you're encouraging people to take a, what you're calling a snapshot of their health. And you start that through your GP, or do you just sit down and make a list yourself? How do you do it?
Well, we've actually got an updated Men's Health website on the Ballarat
You've
Health
thought
Service.
Of everything,
we
haven't
have yeah. On the Ballarat Health Service's external facing website. So this is for our general public can access. So if you go onto the BHS website and search Men's Health, the website will come up, and we are encouraging people to take a snapshot of their health, and that's really looking at all the preventative measures they can do to look after their health. So you might looking at smoking cessation, looking at your diet and nutrition. We'll also consider alcohol and the volumes you're drinking, and maybe is that over the government guidelines. Physical activity, health checks. So as we've already mentioned, we're really urging people to go and have those screenings they would be due for. Then open up about your mental health. So there's some tips there on how to just start discussions, maybe finding a GP you're happy to chat to, or it may be just chatting with your friends and family. And then really taking the time to invest in your health and the health of those around you. So, yes, we're focusing on men, but if you're living with a partner or a family member that's reluctant to do something about their health, maybe you can be the one to urge them to make that appointment they're due for too.
Okay, let's talk about one of the biggest evils first up, and that is smoking. I notice on the website you've borrowed a quote from the Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia. This is terrific. It says, "We're not even going to lecture you. If you smoke, quit."
Yeah.
That's right between the eyes, isn't it?
It is. We saw that quote and really liked it. So we've popped it up there. Look, I think so important to seek support. So we know smoking's a really addictive habit. It's really difficult to give up. There's support out there, and that's the main thing. So Quit Victoria have lots of online tools and phone lines you can call, but we also have great services at Ballarat Community Health, so our own local health service that are really good at supporting people to reduce their smoking.
PT, who hosts the Brekkie Show here, gave up the fags, I reckon, a couple of hundred days ago now, and he will tell you that not only does he feel great, but he says, I've got all this time back in my day now. You know, I guess every few minutes you spend having a smoke, all of a sudden it's back to do you know, what you want with that extra time.
It's really amazing with smoking. Not my specialty, obviously. I'm more focused on the nutrition, but of the data that I've read, the health benefits start immediately.
Yeah.
So it's really amazing the benefits we get by, one, cutting back, but even more so if we can stop altogether.
And if PT can do it, anyone can. PT back, Brekkie Show, Monday, I hear, as well, which is good news. Now, let's talk about your area, Kate. Nutrition, a varied diet is something we should all aspire to?
Absolutely. So we don't want to limit any food group, so we don't want to cut anything out, and really overeating any one area isn't good for us either. So it's all about the balance. So on the website, we've got how many serves from each of the food groups, depending on your gender and age group, that you should be working towards. And also thinking about eating a rainbow is always a good idea too. So we get different nutrients from all the different coloured fruits and vegetables. So eating a varied, colourful diet is a really good thing for our health.
So if your lunch today is all yellow, for example, not good enough, folks.
Yeah,
a bit more colour.
Beta carotene is very good for us. That's good for many things in the body. But if we can mix that up with some purples and greens, we'll be doing really well.
The table you sent to me on serving sides, Kate Falcon, is really interesting too. And because it is Men's Health Week, let's look at the differences. We're saying people aged 19 to 50, when it comes to veggies, men need to eat more than women.
Yeah, well, that's just to their bigger size. Mm. So, and also, if you tend to eat more, we're better up to fill up with the vegetables. So, one, it gives us more nutrients if we're picking nutrient-dense foods like vegetables. But two, it's not putting those extra calories in to help fill us up. So, they're a really good option. I think if people are getting their five veg every day and even slightly above that, your risk of disease is so much less. So if we can work towards that. Now, for some people, five serves might sound like a lot, so start small. If you only have one or two, try and do three and see how you go with that to begin with.
I want you to fess up, Kate. If you ever miss your five serves, do you have a good hard look at yourself in the mirror the next day and good talking to?
It is about balance. So obviously there'll be
you're
times.
You're so sensible.
Like the long weekend, maybe people had a bit of a relaxed weekend and weren't on their usual routine, and that's okay. Really, our health is about what we do the bulk of the time. So missing a serve here or there is not a big deal, but if we do it the bulk of the time, our body will thank us for it.
Okay, there's details on the BHS website about what a serve is too, so you can get details there. What about what we pop into our body when it comes to the wet stuff, what we should drink? I would imagine water is number one with a bullet.
Absolutely. So it's going to hydrate our body best. It won't give us any calories, and it's really what we want to be choosing most of the time. I've put a bit in the Men's Health page about sugary drinks, really, because they're such an added thing to the diet that promote weight gain, but particularly around the middle section. And we know that increases our risk of disease. So really trying to reduce those sugary drinks and swap them out for water.
Yeah, just back on the water there, Kate. I guess there's always a lot of water cooler debate around the office, if you like. How much should you drink a day?
So everyone's different. Trying to aim for around that 8 glasses or 2 litres. But if you've been really active, you're going to need more than that. Mm-hmm. So have that as sort of your minimum. But if you've been for a walk or something, even if you've been in a really air-conditioned environment like an office, you may need to go above that 2 litres.
Okay. And what do you do personally? Are you a drink bottle type person?
Absolutely. I think if I don't have my drink bottle with me, I could go a whole day without drinking anything, and then you get to the end of the day with a headache. So I think I'm visual. Try and have it there with you. So maybe one at your desk, one in the car. And if you know there's a certain time of day that you'd be able to get a few cups in, try and really focus that time of day. So I always have one with me while I'm getting ready in the morning, because if I've got through a few cups early, then I'm on the right track for the rest of the day.
Can you overdo the water?
Absolutely.
You can?
So yeah,
really?
Absolutely. There is such a thing as water toxicity. Obviously, that's going very, very high, but there's too much of a good thing. As we always come back to diet, it's all about balance, really. So exceeding your water requirements can lead to toxicity.
I'm speaking to our radio dietitian this morning, Kate Falconer from Ballarat Health Services. I guess, Kate, everything we've spoken about this morning leads to weight management, doesn't it? It helps you keep the kilos off and live longer and healthier.
Yeah, so that's our idea. If we can try and maintain a healthy weight and reduce our risk of disease, we're on the right track. Prevention's always better than the cure.
I love some of the tips you've come up with here too, like make breakfast an everyday occurrence. People are still skipping brekkie?
Absolutely. So I know we can be in a hurry and it may seem like a simple solution just to have a coffee, but it's not the same as starting the day with a hearty breakfast. That really, we see that people that do eat breakfast are less likely to snack throughout the day. Mm. So they actually end up eating less energy overall compared to someone who skips breakfast.
And then another great tip is to actually listen to your body's hunger signal. So if I feel hungry, should I eat?
Absolutely. So I think we can be so led by the clock rather than our body.
Yeah.
And can fall into the trap too of using food for reasons other than hunger. So maybe we're bored, or maybe it's a comfort type of food, but really trying to get back in tune with our body and listen to those signals. And people, the breakfast is a good one. They may say, oh, I'm never hungry for breakfast. But if you actually start to get back in tune with your body, break that cycle of not eating breakfast, get up, have something to eat, eventually your body will start looking for it and be looking for those cues. So yeah, I think if we can get back to what our body internally is telling us, it's a good way to go.
So, Kate, during Mental Health Week, that's every week at the moment, isn't it? Men's Health Week, if there's a raft of information, if you had to give one bit of advice to a male listening to the program today, what would it be?
Can I pick more than one?
No, I'm going to be hard and
fast
here.
You're going to be hard. Yep. Really, I'm going to go with diet, because I think that's something that we can all work on and tweak. So pick the thing that you're ready to tackle. So something that you think you can achieve.
Yeah, okay.
And pick the thing that you think you can do for the long term. So whether that be your water or your veggies or maybe cutting back on the alcohol, think what's realistic for you and go with that. And once we've had success with one change, we're more likely to continue for more.
Okay, but make a start.
Make a start.
Details of the Ballarat Health Services website?
Yes, so just Google Men's Health Ballarat at Health Services and it'll come up.
Kate Falconer, love your work on Ballarat today. Thanks for your time. Catch you again soon.
Thank you.